Ruthless Ed Talk is here with you again. You know, I always wonder, and this is serious, you ever have a conversation with somebody and they just, you just sit there and when they talk, you think to yourself, this absolutely has no idea what the hell he's talking about. And he thinks he knows exactly what he's talking about. I mean, it could be a simple math problem. Or like this, if you know something, and you want to tell them about the subject, when you, instead of staying on the subject, they go off subject to prove that they know something else about you. Like, if you have, I had a car wreck, you know? Well, this person will go, oh yeah, I had a bad car wreck, a worse car wreck than you did. Well, I seen a house burn down. Well, I know the White House burned down one time. And you're like, well, birds fly south. Well, not all of them, you know? Some crazy shit like that.
You know, another thing that drives me crazy is how you can say a story and then they'll say something, make up a completely different lie, which I have no idea why they would even do anything like that. I mean, it's like a complete lie. Like, I know a guy who said he was, I asked him, I said, do you know anybody that committed murder or did a murder-suicide before? And he said, nah, but I know somebody who did a double suicide. Well, I was like, how you know, or... He said they both counted to three and shot themselves, held a gun to each other, and then shot themselves. I was like, oh, yeah? How you know that? They tell you? That's a true story. He actually said that stupid crap. That's just one of the things I've heard. And then this one guy said he jumped off this big bridge one time. These are true stories I'm telling y'all. This is stuff that people tell me at work. I mean, these are the type of people I've been around my whole life. And you sit there and you look at them crazy like, why in the hell would you even say anything that crazy? Why? Seriously, though. Like, one guy told me one time, he said, like I said, these are people I work with now. I said, I was hunting, you know, I killed me about an 8-point or whatever. And, you know, it's a pretty nice size buck. He said, man, oh yeah, we was riding the road scouting, looking real at one time. And he said, man, I saw one with a rack so big he couldn't even hold his head up. He's walking around with his head turned sideways. I'm like, God, dog. He goes, yeah, it was 427 pounds. Like, how the hell you know it was 427 pounds? Ah, because we rode down the road and I saw one that was 375. I'm not lying, y'all guys. This is a true story. You can't even make this shit up. These guys sit there and tell me, how would you know? I don't even know why somebody would tell you this type of stuff. Like, I had a guy, y'all, if y'all ain't never seen Fast and the Furious stuff, you know, this is another truth now. This guy I worked with said, you ever seen Fast and the Furious? When, I guess it's on the first one when he goes and picks up that dude and he goes to that party. And he's like, the Buster's with me, you know. And he tried to say they were racing at an airport one time in Nashville. And he picked up the guy and the police were chasing after him. And he outran the cops. And he said, he pulled up to the party and he told him, you can have any girl you want because you are me. I'm like, damn, where have I seen that before? Man, that dude was in Fast and the Furious. These are Mississippi people I'm telling y'all about. These are people that actually say crazy shit like this. And I actually think they believe this stuff, that they've done this stuff, that they tell themselves in their head so many times that they believe they've actually been this type of person. It's just one of many, many things that's happened with people that I've talked to. These are conversation pieces whenever you just want to, you know, you just bring it up something. Or you try to, you know, sometimes you do something good. Like, you know, when I killed that deer or whatever, I'm like, hey, man, I killed me a nice-sized deer. Oh, yeah. What do you mean, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. What the hell are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I killed one that was had 40 points on it. Okay. I was just excited that I killed a deer and got me some meat. And, you know, I had a good hunting story or whatever. Or if you buy your car for a nice price, like I bought me a truck for about $7,000 one time. Nice truck, whatever. You know, you go tell them, like, oh yeah, well, I got me a truck that was way better than your truck. Well, how do you know? Because I got a bigger motor and I paid less money. Alright, well, where'd you get it from? Oh yeah. These are people, I'm serious though. It's like, this is the type of stuff I deal with on a daily basis. And you got a history lesson after every time you say something. Like, hey man, did you see this happen down here? Well, yeah. Well, this happened in the Bible. What does that got to do about the subject that's going on right now? Nothing. I just know more than you do. That's the shit. These are how people really are. I mean, I know y'all got I want to hear some more people out there that give me something like that, because I know y'all got stories too. This is real stuff that's happened. And then, like, let me see another one. I can tell you another one right now. Dude jumped off a bridge. this is a crazy one. So he jumped off a bridge. And it's a big bridge. This is a big bridge, right? He dove down it. Had his eye. Once he dove down, he said he swam all the way to the bottom. You're talking like 30 feet. Said he got to the bottom, saw the biggest catfish. It was like 120 pounds. I think is what he said. Pulled his .357 out of his pocket and shot it in the head. 30 feet underwater. There's some crazy people out there. Then you got the people that's like, if you tell them you ain't feeling good, it's like anytime you have a fucking competition, or not a competition, try to have a conversation with them, they're like, it's a competition to them. My like, man, I wasn't feeling good. I was throwing up. Oh, yeah. Well, I was throwing up my guts. I've been sick, too. Well, all right. Well, appreciate it. I'm running fever. Well, yeah. Well, I'm running 103-degree fever. Everything we got to do is say to be a competition. I don't get that. Why? And then you know they're doing it. Hell, it's more obvious than them voter fraud. You know, like... It's like, I mean, it's like, dude, even that situation is like, we caught you on tape. We got you pulling ballots out. You know, like a dude playing poker and he goes in there and needs a 10 of diamonds to get a royal flush, you know, or whatever. And he goes to the whole deck in front of everybody, pulls the 10 of diamonds out, says, I win. Well, we saw you. I don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all lying. Where's the evidence? We all saw you do it. Well, where's the evidence? We all saw you. I ain't do that. You know? It's just more obvious than that they do stuff, you know. It's just the things people try to get away with just blows my mind. It really blows my mind. I don't understand it. It's funny. It's kind of hilarious. But then they lie about things, you know. Just let me lie to you. I didn't do that. And then they give you a history lesson on every single thing that you say. Like, man, it's cold out there. It's snowing. Oh, yeah, well, it snowed here in 1972. And it was 20 foot deep. What the fuck's that got to do about the situation now? I'm so tired of hearing that. But try to excuse that language if you can, people. Wasn't trying to. It just kind of got wrapped up in the moment for a minute. Because the things are so funny, but it's so blatant to me. No, but serious, y'all. If y'all don't know me, and if you do know me, that's cool. One thing you know about me, I've always been pretty quiet about what I say. But I guess this is my platform, or not pretty quiet about what I say, but, you know, I guess that's right, pretty quiet when I'm around people and things like that. I've always observed, you know, because I've always kind of thought in my head that if you can't observe and listen, you don't never learn nothing. And I've always wanted wisdom over anything else. Well, if you look anywhere, the most dumbest people in the world are people who talk, and not willing to listen. And the smartest people in the world and the most common sense people in the world and things like that are the people that's willing to listen first, learn all the knowledge they can, and then talk about it. I guess that's why I'm kind of starting to do my podcast now, because has any of y'all really ever known what I thought, what I think? What's going on up in this stairs, upstairs up here? What's going on in this old brain of me, you know? It's a lot. And it's really a lot to process. It's sometimes I kind of forget. I really forget. But putting it all down and out for y'all to hear is a... hell, it's magic in itself. You don't know the truth. Because I've seen a lot. I really have. I've seen a lot, you know? I guess you could say I was always, you know, wasn't the most popular kid in the world, but I was kind of always around, you know what I mean? Did the partying with them, whatever. Always pay attention, because it's kind of like the people that you went to high school with that these are the most funniest people in the world to me, alright? People you go to high school with, and they were like the popular kids. Well, I'm not saying, you know, I kind of did my own thing, you know what I mean? Like, whatever I wanted to do. Them guys, nowadays, that was the peak of their life. That was like the best time of their life, right? And I can't say nothing. I mean, that was the best time of my life too, but like, that was it. There's nothing else for them. They had a crash course of reality all of a sudden, you know? And I personally enjoy it. Enjoy watching them because it's funny to me. You know? I mean, it's funny to me. They're like, oh, what do you mean nobody likes me no more? Like, what are you giving, you know? What are you doing for us anymore? What are you doing for the school anymore? What are you doing for anything anymore? You're not doing for people anymore. So, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's just a reality that kind of sucks for some people. But the reality is, if you're not in the school, I don't know, good football player or whatever, you're not doing for them anymore, so they don't care about you no more. You know, the people care about you more. You're kind of a use. You're a waste. You're thrown away now. There's no reason to contact you. But that's kind of like school I came from. They don't care about you anymore, you know? And I'm not saying just me, but I'm talking about it's kind of funny, you know? Because they wasn't prepared for that situation. I already knew. I've seen it happen to too many people. But if y'all can't hear the ball game in the background, it's playing too. But anyways, remember, email me, EOIOT19PRICE@gmail.com. Got a lot of more subjects y'all need to talk about, you know, kind of like such as riding whenever you was in school, hanging out with your friends off the Richter scale, you know what I mean, when your parents don't know about it. But holler at me, give me some more of y'all's stories and stuff, and I'll give you my advice, give you my opinions. But always remember, look out for yourself, because if you don't, nobody else will. All right, peace out. Ruthless Ed Talk.